Jeremy Hill was a pioneer in the rebirth of Campbell football in the first decade of the 21st century. He bought into a vision of what could be, earned 2 degrees from Campbell, and now is thriving not only as a trust officer, but also the owner of a custom woodworking business. He also finds time to head up the Campbell Football Alumni Association. My name is Stan Cole, class of 1987, and this is the next installment of Tales from the Creek, where we visit with people who have made this place special over the years. I'm delighted today to be joined by Campbell football alum Jeremy Hill. Welcome to Tales from the Creek, Jeremy, and thanks for taking the time to visit with us.
Thanks for having me, Stan. Pleasure to be here.
Hey, Jeremy, let's just start out at the beginning. Tell us about growing up in the Goldsboro area and how you got started playing organized sports.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, I grew up in a major sports family with my mom playing for college basketball at NC State under KU. So major sport family, started playing sports at the age of 4 and 5, started with soccer, basketball, the normal kind of kid sports. And then as soon as I was old enough to play football, the coach was reaching out to my mom and saying, hey, when can we get him on the field? So for me, my football career started around 8 or 9 years old, with Pop Warner and kind of just flourished from there.
Were you always big and tall?
I was always larger. Yeah, most of the time for youth basketball, my parents would have to bring my birth certificate to prove my age to the refs and to the other teams, because they would always question it.
Wow, 6'9". When did you hit that age? When did you?
Yeah. So I would say the major growths for me hit in fifth grade. I was probably 5'8", 200 pounds in the fifth grade. And thankfully in middle school, I started going up instead of out. And so by eighth grade, I was 6'5", and ninth grade, I was 6'9". So it was very early on and it hit hard.
Jeremy, when did you start thinking, perhaps you might be able to play some college football or participate in sports at college?
Yeah, honestly, for me, the decision kind of started ninth grade year of high school. That's really when I stopped playing basketball and really started focusing on football and kind of what I wanted to do in the off season of football, just to prepare for the next season of football. And so that was the time I really dedicated my time to focusing specifically on football.
Rosewood High School, just about an hour drive east of here. When you were coming up through high school, Campbell didn't have a football team.
That's right.
How did Campbell get on your map? I'm sure people look down the roster and say, wow, there's this 6'9", 300-pound guy. He'd look mighty good in our colors. what drew you to the orange and black?
Yeah, I mean, I think, for most teams, they looked at my size and they were like, okay, yeah, we'd love to have him. Really what drew me to Campbell University was a conversation with Dale Steele, where he came and visited my high school, said, hey, I think we could utilize you on our team. This is what the program's going to be doing. We're starting new. It's fresh. It's a real opportunity for someone like you to come in, start right out of the gate, get playing time, and lead within the team.
What was it about you and your teammates that wanted to come into a place where there was nothing? There hadn't been anything for 58 years. There was nothing to show. He couldn't say, oh, we've been to the playoffs. We've done this. Look at our stadium. What was it that appealed to you and the guys you were sharing the dressing room with?
Looking back, I think we might have all been a little bit crazy. But really, I think it boiled down to Campbell gave us a chance to continue our career.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't 4 or 5-star athletes coming out of high school. We weren't, we probably weren't the people that were getting 4 and 5 offers from D1 colleges. It was really just the opportunity to continue playing. I know it was for me, especially though I had the size, I still came from a 1A high school that mm-hmm. my graduating class was 100 people, and it was very small. And so, my competition looked a lot different than, say some of the larger schools in Raleigh. And so it was just an opportunity to continue.
Jeremy, you enrolled in the fall of 07. Everybody redshirted that year. There were no games. The football stadium didn't exist. Your dressing room was the old laundry. What was it like going through that fall and going to practices and all those kind of things without having game day to look forward to?
Yeah, it was long. I'll be honest, it was long. But looking back in those days, this is our 15 miles uphill both ways to school type story. That's the story we tell everybody. It's we changed in the old laundry room where no AC, no nothing. It was just a big open warehouse with a few lockers for our stuff. And we had to walk half a mile to a cow pasture that was behind the practice field for the soccer fields. And so it's really, it's our humble beginning, right?
Do you feel like that, helped you guys bond together, especially that first group?
Yeah, I think, it's interesting to look back. I think we started with, 80 to 100 guys that first year. And by my senior year, I think from that original group, we only had about 15 to 18 guys left. And so I think starting a new program like that and being able to build it from the ground up was, if you didn't have that bonding and that camaraderie and that relationship with those other players, that's really all you had at that time. That and a vision of a beautiful stadium that we have today, right?
August 30th, 2008, you pull on that orange jersey for the first time and play in front of people. It was hot as blue blazes that day. But besides the heat, what do you still recall from that first time that you got to run out and compete against a different jersey?
Yeah, I mean, even as you just talk about it today, I get chills, and it's just coming out onto that field to the atmosphere. I couldn't tell you how many people were there, but it felt like 100,000. It was just the atmosphere was just live, and it was hot. But us on the field, that's what we had prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, that was a strength of ours because we did practice in that every day. And you come off the field at the end of the fourth quarter to hear that, people in the stand is passing out because it's so hot. But it's like, I don't know if it was just the adrenaline or what, but we were excited and the atmosphere was just insane.
Jeremy, Coach Steele said from the beginning that he wanted to run the football, play, ball control offense. Year one, one victory. Year two, three, and four, your team led the PFL and ranked among the national leaders in rushing yardage. What was it you, Troy, Sam Ismoyer, Andy Johnson, Brandon Burt, those guys clearing the way? How did y'all become one of the better lines and one of the better rushing attacks in the country?
Yeah, I mean, you can't talk about this without talking about Coach Oscar Oladicek.
Mm-hmm.
He was our offensive line coach, offensive coordinator. But when we first began the program, Coach O was there, and he instilled in us the type of leadership that we needed to have to be able to lead such a young team in a very mature conference. And so it's really, the things he taught us, even, the first year when we didn't have games, he was preparing us for those first games, those first years. And he would always say, when the offensive line goes, the team goes. And it was one of those things where we had this perspective of we had to show up, we had to be there, we had to be the ones that were going to lead the team, regardless of the outcome and regardless of what other groups were doing.
Jeremy, when you look back, are there certain games or times that are more memorable than others? What are the things that pop into your head?
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy on our offensive line named Brandon Burt. He has the memory of an elephant. I swear he could pinpoint the stats. But I think a few games for me, obviously that first game was a huge one. I always think back to the Old Dominion game where we're in their stadium, and it was one of the larger crowds we'd ever played in, and they were just a much more mature program, but, we came to play. We gave them a go at it, and it was just an electric atmosphere to play in. And I think those two games really stick out to me.
Your senior year, perennial PFL favorite, San Diego comes in here, and you guys – take the ball away from a bunch, and you kept it away from them.
Absolutely, that's a huge one. I said that's a major game. I'll never forget that game. I'll never forget playing in the Georgia Dome our senior year. Just, I mean, once again, just awesome opportunities over the career of those 4 or 5 years.
Jeremy, that 2011 team, you have a winning record. The most wins in pro still in the modern program history. It's been matched but never broken. What made that 2011 team so special?
You know, I think at that point it takes that long to create a mature program. And I think that's just the gist of it. It's you have 18 guys that have played 4 years together. We have those relationships. We have 50 more that came in that next year. And just, I think we started growing together and we were learning, the older guys were learning how to lead the younger guys to then step up to the plate for what needed to happen. I think those are big proponents of why our team that year was so hyper-focused and we were able to kind of turn that into wins.
Outside of the competition, outside of football, what kind of memories stick out from your time here in Buies Creek?
Yeah, there's a ton. Obviously, being here 5 years and then more time after here, living here in the community, it's a lot of people ask me if I ever miss playing football and things like that, and I tell them, it's not so much I miss playing the games. It's the locker room time. It's the time with the guys that you spend 5 hours out of your day and then some every day for 4 years. So there's there's a ton of memories I have that just include my tight-knit offensive line guys, and then beyond that for the team. I mean, it's they're numerous. There's some I can't tell on here, and some that are just great memories.
Did you and your wife Hannah meet here at Campbell?
We did. Yes, we actually we met at orientation weekend. She happened to be the roommate of Tyler Deem, who was another player on the team. His friend from high school's roommate, and so we just kind of hung out as a group, and over time we just became closer, and 17 years later we're still together.
That's awesome. Did you know from the start that you wanted to major in business? Was that something that you figured out in high school, or how did that start?
Yeah, it was one of those things. I had a few different tracks that I was looking at out of high school. One was, I come from a full NC State family where everybody in my family has gone to state.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a civil engineer. So that was also a path that I was looking at. Coming into Campbell, I didn't quite know what I wanted to do. And so, the advisors kind of push you in the direction of business administration. Later on in the years, I realized that I really enjoyed doing like marketing and things like that. So I included a double major in my final years. And then after grad school was one of those things where I'm still don't really know quite what I want to do with my life, but the school offered the trust and wealth management program for the graduate program. And so it was one of those things where people were getting jobs out of it. So it seemed like a good idea at the time. And turns out it was.
What makes that program, that trust and wealth management program, so unique, so great?
Yeah, it's just the connections. It's a network of, it's a network of people who have the same goals, similar goals, and work across an industry that continues to provide different opportunities to different types of people. And that's exactly what it did for me.
What do you enjoy most about working in that field, Jeremy?
For my job in change management, a lot of people might not know what that is, but it's really the people aspect. And what I do is I analyze the people impact for our larger initiatives within the organization. And so for me, I love the challenge of seeing where people's lives are impacted and seeing how I can and make that an easier transition for them.
Team sports background help you feel like in that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those things where, you see a need, you feel a need. And for me, I was never a paper person. I'm not a writer. I'm English was not for me. It was, mm-hmm. I'm a people person. I get my energy from people. People give me energy right back. And so finding a career where my life surrounds itself by the impact of people just has seemed to fit.
Jeremy, you were all-conference offensive lineman, all-PFL academic team member. College athletics takes a lot out of you physically. I know you need your rest. And so how do you balance academics, athletics, getting your rest, everything that goes with it? How did you make it work, and how did some of your teammates make it work?
Sometimes not so well. let's be honest. I would not say that I was the strongest academically. I was I pushed myself hard enough to get by, but it's one of those things, once again, that when Coach Steele came in, he really put resources at our hands to be able to make us successful from going from this high school era of playing sports where, you know, it's the after school thing where this is really 80% of your life. I mean, it's your focus. You have to be able to focus on and off the field because both of them are very important aspects to what your future looks like. So I would just contribute it to the resources that Coach Steele brought in that helped us to manage such a harsh schedule. I mean, most of my classes, we'd wake up, you know, the daily life during season is you're waking up for a 5:30 lift, going to class from 8 to 2, and then you're off to practice from 3:30 to 7. And then if you have time for film and food, you get it in.
Jeremy, your size and skills attracted pro scouts. In fact, you go down in history as the first Campbell player in the modern era to work out for an NFL team. Did it ever cross your mind that you might play on Sundays? Or
I'd like to think that it did, and it was definitely something I was striving for. And once again, I attribute those opportunities to Coach Steele and the coaches we had at that time. I mean, we were such a new program. You know, NFL teams weren't looking at us. It wasn't a thing yet. And so for Coach Steele to reach out to his contacts at other schools for us to go have pro days with an ECU type school or NC State, you know, it's opportunities like that that really got me further than I probably or I definitely would have without those.
I like to ask this question to current upperclassmen and alumni, but what advice would you give to an incoming freshman, whether they're an athlete or just a general student?
You know, I think college is one of those areas where it's this kind of, it's this time frame stuck in a bubble where you're able to somewhat freeze time and be able to figure out kind of what do you want to do with your life. It's one of those times where, you know, you're saying to yourself, am I doing things now that I'm going to do for the rest of my life, or am I just trying to figure out what I want to do? And I guess my advice would be, you know, don't try to figure it all out in those 4 years. I would say just get on a track and when that path splits, you know, be conscious and intentional about the direction you take when that path splits, and then just go from there. And don't try to plan everything because it will change. You change, the world changes, and so I would just say take things as they come.
Our guest today on Tales from the Creek is Campbell football alum Jeremy Hill. Jeremy, your head coach Dale Steele will be inducted into the Campbell Athletics Hall of Fame in January. What are some of the things that you learned from Coach Steele about football and about life?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, it's Coach Steele and Coach Oscar Olenicek. You know, really my time here, those two figures in my life were very much father figures. It was when I was here, this was my home, and you know, they were the father figure I looked up to. They really taught me, you know, just respect for life, respect for the game, and you know, they really taught me how to grow up and be a person that I want to be and that other people would want to be around.
Do you have a great air quotes Dale Steele story that that you'd like to share that you and your teammates might want to have a chuckle about every now and again?
I think the one that probably comes up the most when we're talking about things is there was a day at practice where this probably was a pretty normal thing, but Coach Steele was so mad at me. And he comes sprinting across the field, and he's just yelling in my face, but he's not just standing on the ground. Because of my height, he was actually jumping and yelling at the same time to get closer to my face. And I think that's a Coach Steele story that will always kind of stick out to me. And you know, obviously from my perspective, it wasn't a great time, but it was very difficult for others on the field to kind of not laugh because of the height difference. And that's my Coach Steele story.
Jeremy, for more than a decade, you've worked with First Citizens Bank in wealth management. How did your Campbell education help you prepare for your career?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, you know, the Trust and Wealth Management program is an excellent program that I felt it really prepared me to walk into a corporate setting for the first time and be able to hit the ground running. I think, you know, they offer opportunities with internships. They offer opportunities with networking within the industry, even before you're working in the industry. And I think those skill sets that you get from networking outside of, you know, the academic space are the ones that really kind of project you into that industry in a meaningful way.
Attention Camel fans, join the Fighting Camel Club and support our student athletes like never before. Your donations go directly to funding life-changing scholarships, helping our athletes reach their goals on and off the field. As a Fighting Camel Club member, you'll get exclusive perks like limited edition merchandise, early ticket access, and the chance to watch Campbell home games from the exclusive Fighting Camel Club end zone suite at Barker Lane Stadium, or pregame with us at our exclusive hoop room before our basketball games. Don't wait. Head to gocamels.com and click on the Fighting Camel Club button at the top of the page to join today. We make a difference for our students when we do this together. Go Camels!
In your spare time, you also own the Chop Shop, a custom woodworking business. Tell us about how you got started and what services you offer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things where it's just kind of grown over the past couple of years. I've always been around my dad when he's building stuff. You know, he was a general contractor for a while, so in high school I'd help him out with that. I would always play the gopher or you know, the one holding the flashlight. So I've always been, you know, kind of intrigued with, we'll say, the handyman style of things to do. It was really probably 6 or 7 years ago when I really decided that I wanted to do something a little more than just kind of your DIY handyman things around the house, and decided to make a dining table for my sister and brother-in-law for their wedding present, mm-hmm. and surprise them with it. And so, you know, I just started. We had a townhome at that time with a one-car garage. And so I built that table and just really loved it. And what I figured out is that my time in the shop was really like therapy for me. I'm able to get in there, turn some music on, kind of escape, kind of just relax and do my thing in there. And so 3 or 4 years ago, I decided, you know, this could be pretty lucrative to make some income on the side. And so I started putting it out there publicly.
Is it something that you are working a different side of the brain, so to speak? When you come home from the office, you can go outside?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's really an escape. It's you know, after a hard day's work, it's nothing for me to go in the garage and put another 3 or 4 hours just kind of whittling away, to so to speak. So it's definitely an escape from life, but it's not so much that I want to get away from life. It's just more that, you know, I just need some recharging time from a busy day at work or something. So I'm able to kind of get in the garage and tinker around.
What do you like doing best? I mean, do you have a favorite project or a favorite?
Yeah, so, you know, for the business, what I tell people is, you know, if you've got a thought or a picture in mind of what you want to have in your home, you know, I can usually, you know, recreate that in real life. I think one of my favorite items to do or pieces that have some type of connection to them. An example of that is actually a Campbell alumni reached out to me a few months ago, and they had a farm up in Danville, Virginia, where they had a tree taken down off of their family farm. And so they had the tree taken down and, you know, they had the wood slabbed out and like ready to make something with it. And they had somebody lined up to make something, but it fell through. So he reached out to me and was like, hey, you know, I want to do something with this for my father for his birthday. And so he was telling me about the tree and everything like that, and he comes to me and so we're able to take this tree that was on his family's farm for however many years. I mean, he said it was 11 feet in circumference, so you could imagine how old the tree was and just, you know, him growing up beside that tree. And so we were able to take that wood and actually make a dining table for his father. And he gave it to him for his birthday. And it was just, you know, I think pieces like that have a connection to a certain memory or something that will be in your family for decades to come. Cause that, you know, eventually that table will come back to him where he can tell his kids about, you know, this used to be a tree on my family farm growing up. So I think pieces like that have meaning behind it, I think are just some of my favorite to do.
You mentioned holding the flashlight for your dad, so to speak. Is he the one that taught you the skills? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I still call him to this day when I have problems. You know, I'm lucky enough that he's still around, and until the day he's gone, I'll continue to call him to make sure I don't electrocute myself tinkering with electricity or anything like that.
Okay, a little bit of business here. How do people find you if they want a custom table or something like that?
Yeah, so chopshopnc.com, and then you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at the Chop Shop NC.
Super. Jeremy, somehow you find time to serve as president of the Campbell Football Alumni Association, as well as everything else. Tell us about that group and what goals that y'all have for your organization.
Yeah, so that group came about probably 3 or 4 years ago. It was me and a couple alumni. We happened to run into each other in downtown Raleigh. We're hanging out a little bit, got to talking, you know, late into the evening, and just kind of spitballing some ideas. And so the idea was born of you know, how do we start to give back to the program that gave us so much in our college years. And so we sat down, we started meeting on a kind of, it was me and three other guys. We started meeting on a weekly basis and saying, what do we want this to look like? What do we want this to be about? What's the purpose? Things like that. And so kind of 3 years later, we're here and we're getting kicked up. And the whole idea of it is that, you know, regardless of how long, you know, it's been 18 years since I've graduated, which is kind of crazy to say for me. But regardless of how long you've been away, Campbell University kind of always has that spot in your heart and that you want to come back to. You know, I want to bring my kids back and say, this is where I lived, or this is where I ate, or this is where I went to class. And so the idea is that we are the bridge that connects those alumni that are long gone to the program that they were once so connected to. And so our goal is to really just connect alumni from different generations and then take those alumni and connect them back to the program where they feel like this is still the home that they left however many years ago it was.
Jeremy, why is it important for someone to give back to the place that gave them an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I think your answer's in the question. I mean, it's when I look back at my time at Campbell, it's there's so much that has shaped my life from Campbell University that, you know, I may have gotten a different experience somewhere else, but I didn't. I got it here. And so that connection for me is, you know, it's a lifelong connection that I'll always have.
Jeremy Braxton Harris was with the Camels a couple years ago as associate head coach. Had a lot to do with a couple of very good recruiting classes, judged by many to be some of the best in the nation at this level. Now he's back as head coach. What have you seen so far that makes you really excited about this new era of Campbell football?
Yeah, for me, I think it's a changing culture, right? It's always a scary thing bringing in a new head coach. You don't know how the program's going to react, and you don't know, you know, whether it's going to mesh well. But I think what you're seeing now is Coach Harris has come in. He's created a culture around this team that is based on doing the right things on and off the field. I think you kind of see that in the play where, you know, this team, just watching them, they fight every down to the end of the fourth quarter, regardless of the score, regardless of anything else. They are going to give you 100% to the end of the whistle. And that to me is the makings of a great football team. You know, regardless of the wins and losses, obviously we had that incredible win against Western Carolina. You know, it's a history-making win. But it's for me, when I watch the team, it's those little things like finishing through the whistle and playing to the end of the fourth quarter that show really the character of that team. And it makes me look forward to watching games in the future and following kind of where this era of Campbell football goes.
Finally, Jeremy, can you put into words how Campbell University and this Buies Creek community have impacted your life?
Yeah, I've got a lot of words, but I'll try to keep it fairly short. For me, Campbell was way more than just, you know, where I went to college or where I got a degree. It was the place where I met my wife, you know, of 11 years now. It's the place where I found my relationship with God. It's the place where I've made friends, you know, lifelong relationships that will last forever, regardless of where we live or how long it's been since we've last seen each other. You know, it's it's once again, it's just that little Buies Creek town on the map, but you know, it holds a huge spot in my heart.
I'm Stan Cole, and our guest today on Tales from the Creek has been Campbell football alum Jeremy Hill. Thank you, Jeremy, for sharing your Tales from the Creek.
Thanks, Stan.